You seem to have a great eye for not only, clinical toxicities, but how it affects people's lives. What do people go through both in terms of toxicities as well as inconvenience when receiving both of these agents or either of them?
The challenge with blinatumomab is because it is a bispecific antibody, it has to be continuously infused for 28 days. Also because it activates the immune system similarly to checkpoint inhibitors or CAR T cells, there is a risk of cytokine release and neurological phenomenon. So there is currently the recommendation for patients with active relapse refractory disease that they be in the hospital for cycle one of blinatumomab for 10 days. And obviously a 28-day infusion is something that logistically has to be managed outpatient and with independent patients' lives. So 28-day continuous infusion is clearly not optimal, can be something that is limiting. Inotuzumab is easier to give. It's a cytotoxic, so we give it in clinic usually one time a week for many weeks in a row. But over time, patients can develop. I have a patient now that I think has developed a secondary myelodysplastic syndrome from the continuous administration of cytotoxics, including inotuzumab. So the challenges with inotuzumab, really the myelosuppression, the risk of VOD in certain patients, blinatumomab, the 28-day infusion.
Inotuzumab has been associated with VOD?
Yes. 11 to 14% of patients given the initial doses of inotuzumab at the higher doses developed VOD, some of them in conjunction with subsequent allogeneic stem cell transplantation. Now, veno-occlusive disorder has been most associated with gemtuzumab. The recent redosing or reemergence of gemtuzumab was premised based on new toxicity data that when you dropped the dose of gemtuzumab from 9 milligrams per meter squared to 3 milligrams per meter squared, the risk of veno-occlusive disorder went down to about 4% in the upfront setting. Similarly, with inotuzumab, we're getting the same lessons that we're learning. Reducing the dose of inotuzumab to lower doses in a chronic setting seems to be associated with a reduced rate of those veno-occlusive disorder. And something that we're really looking closely at, patients with relapsed ALL going to transplant should really have only two cycles of inotuzumab and again an interval if possible.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Acute Leukemias Update.